Welcome to the Jaguar Podcast, a show where we discuss all things related to Duval County's finest NFL football team, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Blue 42, set, play!
Duval, baby! Hey, hey, everybody, it's Andrew, and welcome to episode 141 of the Jaguar Podcast. In this episode, I'll be discussing the Gardner Minshew situation. But before we get into it, hit that red subscribe button. If you're a returning subscriber, hit that bell icon to get the latest alerts on new content. All right, so let's get into it. Gardner Minshew versus the world. That is pretty much the situation right now. The, you know, chips are pretty much stacked up against Gardner Minshew. This front office has not put the tools and the weapons around him that he needs, you know, and you've seen that on both sides, right? The offense and the defensive side. The offensive side with, you know, letting Leonard Fournette walk essentially and not getting anything in exchange for him. He's a first round draft pick. And then on the defensive side of the ball too, with Calais Campbell, you know, Yannick Ngakoue, AJ Bouye, all these veterans leaving the team, you know, are being traded. And they haven't been able to retain staff, coaching staff, John DeFilippo, you know, him leaving. You know, Nate Hackett, the offensive coordinator before him, he left in 2018, or at least, you know, after the 2018 season. It's been a clown show, to say the least, in the front office and on the coaching staff. And it's really seemed like Shad Khan has, you know, really favored the coaching staff in the front office more than Gardner Minshew and the players. I mean, it seems like he's really invested in them. He's given Doug Marrone and Todd Wash a pretty long leash, to say the least. And people are turning on Gardner Minshew now. The fans are. There's been a lot of like hate and trash talking on Twitter. You know, I've gone at it with some fellow Jaguars fans and YouTubers. I won't name any names because, you know, I like to elevate people. I don't like to talk trash, but, you know, sometimes we have differing opinions, and I definitely have a different opinion than some others on Gardner Minshew. There's a lot of people saying that he's not going to be the franchise quarterback. I don't think we can say that just yet. This is definitely a different season. You know, the lack of a preseason, I think, plays a part there. I mean, everybody's going through it, but it's just, it's unusual. It's an unusual circumstance. And I think, you know, Jay Gruden's offense has not really proven to be successful yet. A lot of people are saying, oh, you know, Gardner Minshew can't be successful in a Jay Gruden offense. I mean, dude, his offense was ranked, I think, on average 16th in the NFL. I mean, he's had a mediocre offense, you know, as his, you know, or in his career as an offensive coordinator. I mean, he did well with Andy Dalton, and I had some hope for him coming into this season with Gardner Minshew, but, you know, it's kind of mediocre. It's kind of what we're seeing out on the field. I mean, Gardner Minshew has not made some throws, and he's made some plays that have not been good this season, but you can't just tag it on him. It's a team game. The offensive line has not played well, and I mentioned this in my last episode, the game recap of the Chargers versus the Jags. You know, Cam Robinson, a key block that needed to be made on 4th and 1. He doesn't make it, and Bosa makes the stop. I mean, that's what wins or loses games, if you make that block. And we lost that game. I think that was a key factor. I think we gave up 5 sacks that game. I mean, we played terribly against a Detroit Lions defense. Minshew made some mistakes in that game as well, but he was a lot better in the Chargers game, no interceptions. And I don't know. I mean, I think it is Gardner Minshew versus the world. I mean, he's just, he doesn't have the weapons around him and the coaching staff and front office around him to help him be successful. I think he's doing everything he can, but he's in a bad situation. You know, he's between a rock and a hard place. And, you know, they're going to probably try to draft a quarterback. It'll be Justin Fields or Trevor Lawrence. But I hate to break it to you guys, they're not going to fix this in their first year. I mean, it's very rare that you see a Patrick Mahomes, right, come out in their first or second year, or Kyler Murray, and just start tearing it up and having a great year. It's rare. You know, the Joe Burrows, those are, I mean, he's at the Bengals right now. I mean, it's, but I still think he's doing pretty well as a rookie. But I mean, it's very rare that rookie quarterbacks do sensational in their first year. And Gardner Minshew, I thought, did pretty well his first year in that disaster that he was thrown into. And it was a disaster. I mean, they paid Foles like $80 million. And he gets hurt on his first play, or like the first series, rather, against Kansas City. Offensive line, again, was to blame there. He got crushed on his blind side, on his left side. Cam Robinson hurt that game. It's a pattern I keep seeing. Cam Robinson continues to be hurt and not reliable. And injuries with this team, it's been a common denominator. So I don't think it's all Gardner Minshew. I think you got to give him a little bit of time. He's surrounded by really a dumpster fire. I mean, the coaching staff is a disaster. Doug Marone's just, I don't know. He had this really awkward presser where he's like, I'm fired up and I'm going to try things. And dude, you've had a lot of time. You did yourself no justice by keeping Todd Wash around. The defense is a disaster. I mean, it's just, it's bad. It's very, very bad. And I think there really needs to be like a, hopefully like the front office figures out what direction they want to take here. I mean, you got to draft at the offensive line position, especially at the left tackle. You got to get a stud left tackle. You know what? And there's going to be a lot of gaps to fill at the offensive line. Center position, Brandon Lindner will be a free agent. AJ Cann will be a free agent. You know, Cam Robinson will be a free agent at left tackle. So there's going to be a lot of work to be done at the offensive line positions for this upcoming draft. But everybody's focused on quarterback position. Justin Fields, Trevor Lawrence. I mean, I don't know. I would keep Minshew around another year if you can. You have some time left on his rookie deal. But, you know, he may ask to be traded out of there. And I guess I understand it. I understand it at this point. I mean, this organization has to get out of their own way. It's the exact same thing that Shannon Sharp said on ESPN. This organization cannot get out of their own way. And it's a shame. But, you know, I'm hoping they kind of, like I said, they can course correct here. They can make some changes. I mean, you definitely have to make a change at the head coaching spot with Doug Marone. His time's up. I think everybody knows it. Why they're going to hang on to him if this season continues with COVID-19, because it may not. I don't know why they decided to stick with him. But that, Shad Khan is the only guy that can answer that at this point. But I feel like the product has not been good. He's not put good product on the field. And people want to win. And players want to go to winning organizations. You saw it with the Yannick Ngakoue trade. You know? Prime example of a guy that wants to be on a winning team. I get it. Calais, probably the same situation. You know, they don't want to deal with it anymore. I get it. They want to go win a Super Bowl. They want to be on a winning football team. They want to be in a culture that is a positive culture and wants to win. And the Ravens, they seem like they have that right now. Yannick Ngakoue and Calais Campbell are over there. Vikings decided to trade him, and I think it's hysterical. I mean, it's not good for us, but I mean, I guess we got a second rounder or a decent pick out of it, but was it worth all the drama? I mean, I don't think so. But again, that goes back to the Jacksonville front office, and they screwed around with his deal with Yannick Ngakoue. They couldn't get it done. They couldn't figure out what to do with Fournette either. So I'm just saying, again, I apologize for going on a tangent here, but I think it all revolves around the front office and this head coaching staff, and they need to make changes there. They need to draft the right players, and that involves having a good GM, right? Dave Caldwell. They need to make a change there. So they seem to be more invested in the front office than they are in Gardner Minshew. That's kind of the flying ointment or the theme of the day in my mind. And there, people are looking for a scapegoat, and unfortunately it's Gardner Minshew, and I don't think that's right. But let me know how you feel about this situation, about Gardner Minshew versus the world. Leave me a comment on the YouTube video or podcast episode. Subscribe to the channel. Show your boy some love. Stop by Apple Podcasts. Leave me a written review. The first person to do that, I will send them a Jaguar Podcast t-shirt or face cover of your choice. Just send me a direct message on Twitter and I will send it to your address. Stay safe, stay sane, stay healthy, guys. I know it's rough. Duval till we die. Go Jags, and I'll see you next time. Let me get that JYD coming up with the big sack. Quarterbacks beware, we on the prowl. Game day, night, you could hear it in our growl. Intimidation on to keep their hearts racing. Eating other teams live on TV front of the nation. Spectacular defensive scheme. This episode is available on the Jaguar Podcast YouTube channel. So if you stop by, make sure to subscribe and give this video a like. Also, these episodes are available on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and other major podcast distributors as well. So if you don't mind, please leave me a review and some feedback. I'd really appreciate that. If you'd like to connect with me on social media, my Twitter handle is @JaguarPodcast. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. This is Andrew signing off. Cheers.